there! You are listening to the second episode of Help My Website Sucks. I am Amy Gumbrell, your host and a freelance web designer at Two Cows Web. I'm here to help you sift through anything and everything to do with websites, and I'm so grateful you could join me. If you would like to listen to future episodes, and I really hope you do, make sure you hit follow and do pop over to social media and say hi. Just search for @twocowsweb and you'll be sure to find me. You can even leave me a review and share the podcast too if you like. I would very much appreciate it. In episode 1, I shared my top 3 reasons why you need a website. So now I'd like to have a chat about how you get started. In this jam-packed episode, I'm going to talk about the different platforms you can build your website on, and I'll even talk about how to decide which is the best one to choose for you and your business. So, let's get to it. So, you've decided to get yourself a business website. Congratulations! Great move. However, your thoughts have probably now turned to, oh my goodness, how am I actually going to build my new website? Well, you'll probably ask other business owners, your friends, your family, or simply crack on with a Google search of how to build a website, which is absolutely fine as a starting point. But wouldn't it be more helpful if someone could just walk you through your options? Well, that's where I'm going to jump in and break it down into 3 ways of building a website so you can be a little clearer on what's best for you and your business. For full transparency, I build most of my clients' websites using WordPress, but I do work with websites on the other types of platforms. I'll tell you more about why this is the case another time. I've got a whole episode planned about it, so I don't want to ruin the surprise too much, do I? So, number 1, drag and drop websites. Well, the name is a bit of a giveaway, but if you're still not sure what I mean by a drag and drop website platform, let me explain. To build a page on a website with drag and drop, you simply select key elements such as an image or a text box, and then you drag and drop it to wherever you want it on the blank page. That's right, you drag and drop. They are set up for making life easier and even offer full page templates with fully customizable designs. You save time, energy, and for some of you, even money too. You don't need to worry much about how it gets to the website, to the internet even, or worry about if it's secure or updated. It just happens as part of your setup with whichever drag and drop website provider you've chosen. Talking about providers, perhaps you've already heard of some of them before. We've got Squarespace, Wix, and GoDaddy, but have you heard of web.com, Gator by HostGator, and Weebly? In fact, you might have heard of WordPress.com. It works a bit like a drag and drop website and could be considered as a crossover platform, although the name is very misleading. You see, this is not the WordPress I was talking about earlier. You see, there's 2 types of WordPress platforms, and I build with the other one, WordPress.org. Now, I'm going to talk about this more in the second type of website platform in a moment. Ah, yes, web design, full of delightful confusion. Before you go rushing over to one of those drag and drop platforms, I should probably tell you that there are quite a few limitations that may make you stop dead in your tracks. Although you can create a basic website for free, your choice of design and functionality is going to be limited. To get more features, they offer payment packages, usually on a monthly subscription basis. And of course, if you pay more, you get more, in this case anyway. So ultimately, a drag and drop website is a turnkey solution. For example, let's have a chat about Wix. Now, they offer a completely free package, but they will display their name within the web address and they'll show ads within your website. Their basic paid for package starts at only £3.50 per month, which is pretty darn cheap if you'd like your own website address, but you're still going to have Wix ads all over it. And if you want to get rid of those ads and have your own website address, well, you're going to jump up to £6.50 per month. So if you decide that a drag and drop website is for you, do make sure you have a good look at all the things they include, and more importantly, any that they don't. So let's move on to our second type of website platform. Number two, content management systems, or CMS. So a CMS allows you to build and manage a website without having to use code at all. It is very much like a drag and drop website, but with an added bonus of being able to manage your website. So you're much more in control. The most popular CMS platform is WordPress. And as I've stated earlier, it is my specialism. But you may have also heard of others such as Joomla, Drupal, and Webflow. However, if you haven't heard of WordPress, let me hit you with a fact. In 2021, there are 455 million websites on the internet that have been built using WordPress. And by WordPress, yep, I'm going back to referring to both WordPress.org, the one I use, and WordPress.com, the one that's like a drag and drop. Now, they both use the same software created by a company called Automattic, hence the name. But in around 2005, there was a bit of a fork in the road. So WordPress.com ended up being a standalone service to help build a website using the WordPress software. And then WordPress.org became the software itself, and it became a way to build and maintain a website on your own, i.e., as a CMS. Now, don't worry too much about the difference between the two. I'm talking about WordPress.org here, and I can talk about .com until the cows come home. And yes, that was a cow reference. So building a website with WordPress.org becomes a much more flexible process. It allows you to choose exactly how to design your web pages. The world of web design is truly your oyster. Now, starting from scratch for some people can be a tad overwhelming. And for those people, there are plenty of options out there to help, including templates and software to allow you to drag and drop text and images, known as page builders. You manage all aspects of getting your website onto the internet with WordPress.org and other CMSs, as well as the security of the website. This means you have more choice over hosting, domains, and security features. However, that is possibly one of the key drawbacks of a CMS website. You need a lot of patience and skills. Feedback I've had over the years about WordPress in particular is that it isn't very intuitive. People don't really like WordPress sometimes just because they just can't work it out. And that's fair enough. A CMS uses plugins and themes to add design features and functionality. So sometimes these can cost a lot more than expected and can quickly add up. I will add a little caveat here that you can build a perfectly functional and beautiful looking website without putting your hand in your pocket and spending a single penny. It is possible, people. This being said, for many, the flexibility and freedom of the CMS website far outweighs any of the negatives that I've gone through, which is why so many love to use this platform, myself included. And then that brings us down or up, whichever way you wish to think of this as, to the next and final website platform I'm going to chat about. And that is the third one, which is custom coding. When I think of a custom coded website, I think of the phrase, the sky's the limit. The design can be completely unique and tailored to your business. You write the code. So if you ever need to update it, you know exactly what you need to change. There are no plugins, themes, or drag and drop functionality with a custom coded website. It is pure code. The starting point is HTML, or if you love a good acronym, get ready. We are talking about hypertext markup language. You may have also heard of something called CSS. This controls the way HTML looks And maybe some of you have even heard about JavaScript. This one is for making web pages interactive. But for many, I am now officially speaking gibberish. And we'll stop with the tech talk. I don't wish to overwhelm you nor scare you off custom-coded websites. If you don't have the skills, it is not something you would even consider. However, there are many businesses out there that want a fully bespoke website, and that can often mean that a custom-coded website is for them. They can decide every aspect of their website, and it can fit their exact requirements. Custom-coded websites are considered more stable and often perform better than other platforms. This is something that can affect websites built using a CMS or drag and drop. The only real downside of a custom-coded website is the cost and the time. However, when you have had a website built to your exact requirements, 100% fully bespoke, you kind of expect to be paying for it, right? You also expect it to take longer as you are coding from the ground up, starting with a completely blank page rather than a template. So it's kind of something you'd expect. So those are the three key platforms. And now all that is left to do is talk about how you actually decide between them. Now, I've given a few pros and cons, but it can be easily broken down into three key areas, and that's skill level, budget, and time. So here you go. Quick rundown. Few to zero skills, low to no budget, time poor, drag and drop. Decent budget, decent coding skills, time to spare, custom coded. Somewhere in between, you'll find CMS websites. Just before I go, let me tell you a little teeny weeny secret. If you start out on one of the platforms, you can move your content with differing levels of difficulty and cost to another platform if circumstances change. Never think you have to just choose one and that's it, game over. This is simply not true. With web design, there is always a solution. So that was my guide to choosing a platform for your website. It is a bit of a conundrum, but ultimately it comes down to you being honest about your priorities and future goals as a business. Now, I would love to hear what you think, so pop over to social media and give me a follow. I'm at @2CalsWeb. Thank you so much for listening, and to make sure you don't miss the next episode, hit follow on your podcast app and see you next time. Bye. For more information, visit 2calsweb.co.uk/podcast. Help My Website Sucks is a vibrant sound media production.